tools to take back the reins and regain control of your life. Chapter 1. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Explained. What makes cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, so effective in treating mental disorders is the therapy's simple and easily applied principles, which merge fundamental concepts in philosophy, behavioral therapy, and cognitive therapy. It is often the preferred method for mental health care professionals and patients because of the practicality and immediacy of its techniques in helping to identify and resolve problems. CBT also generally requires fewer sessions compared to other types of therapy. The following are some of the mental health conditions that can be treated with CBT: anxiety disorders, clinical depression, sleep disorders, sexual disorders, phobias, eating disorders, substance abuse and dependency, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, schizophrenia. Despite its widespread use in the treatment of numerous mental disorders, CBT is also a useful tool that can help anyone better manage the emotional challenges in various life situations. In fact, it can help people deal with their problems for improved overall well-being before these troubling emotions escalate into health issues. If you are not currently suffering with a mental health condition, here are some of the ways in which you can still use CBT techniques to improve your life. Managing stress. Managing strong, overwhelming emotions like anger, grief, and fear. Overcoming personality weaknesses and gaining more confidence. Overcoming emotional trauma from prior bad experiences. Resolving relationship conflict and improving communication. Dealing with distress arising from coping with a chronic medical condition. Managing chronic physical symptoms such as pain, sleeplessness, and fatigue. How it works. In a nutshell, CBT is concerned with two things: how you think about yourself, the world, other people, and the events that happen around you, how your actions affect your thoughts and feelings. CBT works on the fundamental principle that how we feel is not the result of what happened to us, but rather how we react to those events. In other words, your emotions are influenced by the meanings you attach to an object, person, event, or situation. Shakespeare aptly sums up this theory in the quote, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Consider this. You saw an acquaintance at a social function, and she did not come over to say hi. Now, there are several ways you can interpret this situation whereby your response could indicate an underlying problem. A. You think that she is avoiding you like everyone else because nobody likes you. Low self-esteem could be a sign of depression. B. You hope she doesn't notice or approach you because you're worried that you may say or do something to embarrass yourself. Symptoms of social anxiety. C. You think she is just snotty. Anger from overreaction. D. Maybe she just didn't see you because she was busy entertaining others, but that's okay because you'll catch up with her later. The healthy response. CBT can help a person make changes in the way they think, cognitive, and the way they act, behavior, by drawing a link between thoughts, feelings, and actions. You will learn to see a clear picture of the problem you are struggling with so that you can begin to break your problems down into manageable chunks. Then, you will learn the skills necessary to change your destructive thoughts and behavioral patterns, thus helping you feel better and free from the vicious cycle of negativity. For instance, when someone who suffers from social anxiety is invited to a gathering, they may think, "I don't know a lot of people there. I could end up saying or doing something wrong, and they will laugh at me." Such thoughts will make the person feel irrationally anxious.